Hi everyone. So this is my very first podcast, and today I'm going to talk about the Samsung Galaxy A3 and how a blind person enable accessibility for the first time. As usual, Samsung will have the home key at the same location, that home key. And the power button is on the right hand side as usual, and the volume rocker on the left hand side. So the only difference is the headphone jack has been moved from the top of the device to the bottom right of the USB port. The USB port at the center and the headphone jack is on the right hand side, and the microphone is on the left. So as this device is a non-removable battery device, therefore the SIM tray and the SD card tray is at the side of the phone, so it's located below the power button. So below the power button is a SD card slot, and underneath the next to it is a nano SIM card slot. So this phone uses nano SIM card. Alright. Before we start, we see what is included in the box. So as usual, this device comes with a usual power adapter. So for Asian market for Asian market, most of it have 3 pins. Some of them having 2 pins. So the one I'm having here is 3 pins, and then the USB cable. Headphone with the earbuds and the eject tool. The eject tool is for you to eject the SIM tray and the SD card tray, as well as some booklet here. Alright, enough with the box. Now we're going to start with the phone turn on for the first time. Yep, after the Samsung startup sound, actually we will feel a little vibration on the phone, just a very small vibrate on the phone, and a short while after that, we can try to press the home key for 3 times rapidly, so that we can enable accessibility. Let's try it now.
TalkBack enabled. Spoken feedback for users with impaired vision now provided. To disable, press the home key 3 times. Accessibility tutorial. When explored by touches, internet.
Okay, so that is the usual accessibility message when we start accessibility. But the first message is provided by Samsung for when we press three times on the home key. So I'm going to exit.
Exit button. Samsung setup wizard.
Okay. So I left the tutorial, and now I'm back to the Samsung startup wizard. So we're going to start the wizard now. All right. Before we start, I'm going to change the language from UK English to US English. So I'm going to do that now.
Drop down list. England. Showing 30. English. United States. Samsung setup wizard.
Samsung setup wizard. No SIM.
Okay. Now I changed to US English. And actually on the screen, on this startup wizard screen, we have the accessibility button that we can quickly adjust accessibility before we even start everything on the phone. So I'm going to try that.
Screen off.
Oops.
1104.
Okay.
Select language. Drop down list. English, United States.
Okay, English, United States. And the next one.
Tap accessibility below to change the accessibility settings. Accessibility button.
So I'm going to tap this one.
Accessibility.
So what we have here is the usual accessibility screen on our phone. So I'm going to adjust all the settings that I like, I need. So I'm going to start this one.
More settings, header. Direct access, off.
So direct access is triple click home key. So I'm going to enable this one.
Direct access. Direct access, nep, off, switch. On, checked.
So after we turn on, we have a few options for us to choose.
Open your accessibility settings by pressing the home key 3 times in quick succession.
All right.
Accessibility settings, header. Accessibility, checkbox, not checked. Talkback, checkbox, not checked. Negative colors, checkbox, not checked. Interaction control, checkbox, not checked.
All right, we have 4 choices, and I'm going to choose Talkback.
Accessibility, Talkback, checkbox, not checked.
And I hit the back button.
Accessibility.
All right, so I go to next one.
Answering, ending calls, manage call answering, ending settings.
So answer call and end call. So I'm going to try to use the home key and the power button.
Answering. Answer calls by header. Pressing the home key, checkbox, not checked.
So I checked it, but unfortunately TalkBack doesn't tell me the state of the checkbox. So this is in Android 4.4.4. Maybe Samsung had did something, I'm not sure, but TalkBack doesn't announce the state. I have to swipe it and have to reassure whether it is checked.
Pressing the home key, checkbox, checked.
All right, now I move to the next one.
End calls by header. Pressing the power key, checkbox, not checked.
So.
Pressing the power key, checkbox, checked.
All right, so both are checked. So I press the back button.
Accessibility.
Then I move to the next one.
Single tap mode, dismiss or snooze alarms, calendar events, and timer alerts, and answer or reject incoming calls with a single tap, checkbox, not checked.
I'm not going to do anything with this one. I move to the next one.
Services, header.
Services.
No services installed.
And I'm not sure what is this all about, so I'm going to leave it there.
Vision, header. Talk back, on. Speak passwords, read the characters aloud as you enter your passwords. Turn on explore by touch and talk back to use this function, checkbox, not checked.
So I'm going to check it.
Speak passwords, read the characters aloud as you enter your passwords. Turn on explore by touch and talk back to use this function, checkbox, checked. Font size. Showing items 10 to 19. Negative colors, checkbox. Color adjustment, off. Magnification gesture, accessibility shortcut, off.
So accessibility shortcut is off, so I got to on it.
Access, off, switch. On, checked. When this feature is on, you can quickly turn on accessibility features in 2 steps. 1. Press and hold the power key until you hear a sound or feel a vibration. 2. Press and hold with 2 fingers until you hear audio confirmation. If the device has multiple users, using this shortcut on the lock screen temporarily turns on accessibility until the device is unlocked.
Yes, that's how. That is the explanation on what is this function for. So I've hit the back button to come up from here.
Accessibility. Text-to-speech options.
So the next one.
Accessibility short, text-to-speech options.
Text-to-speech options.
Double tap to select.
So let's see. Let's go into this one. what we'll see.
Text to speech options.
The
Using
funny
Google
thing,
text to speech engine.
The funny thing for this phone is I don't see the Samsung text to speech engine anymore included in the phone.
Text to speech options. Navigate up. Preferred TTS engine. Header. Radio button checked. Google text to speech engine. Open text to speech engine setting. General. Header. Speech rate. Speed at which the text is spoken. Listen to an example. Play short demonstration of speech synthesis. Default language status, English, United States, is fully supported.
That's it. There's no Samsung TTS anymore in this range of devices. Or maybe Samsung has totally took it off. I'm not sure, but I don't see Samsung TTS anymore in this phone. Alright, so we come up from here.
Accessibility. Text to speech options.
So I move to the next one.
Hearing, header.
No more. Okay? Alright, so the next session is for hearing impairment, so I'm not going to do anything with this one.
Text
and
to speech
I'm
options.
Going to press the back button.
Samsung setup wizard.
So we come back to the Samsung setup wizard. So I'm going to hit the start button to start everything until the finish. So I'm going to start now.
Start. Samsung setup wizard. Insert SIM card. Turn off your device and carefully insert your SIM card into the SIM card slot. If you prefer to skip this step now, be sure to insert your SIM card later. Until you insert, most of your device's features will not work.
Yes, I'm going to skip this one.
Next. Wi-Fi settings. Show Wi-Fi networks.
I'm not going to choose anything on the Wi-Fi at this moment, so I'm going to hit the next button.
Next. Date and time settings.
Also, I'm not going to do anything, so I hit the next button.
Next. Alert loading. Samsung setup wizard. End user license agreement.
So end user license agreement. So I'm going to check it.
End user license agreement for software. I understand and agree to the terms and conditions above. Checked.
You have no choice. You have to agree it. Or else you cannot use the phone. So.
No. Thanks radio button. Not checked. Yes radio button. You agree to provide Samsung the error log data from any software update failure your device experiences. This will assist Samsung to improve and enhance Samsung's software update process and ultimately help you keep your device properly updated.
So, I'm going to hit the...
Yes, radio button. Not
yes,
checked.
Radio button.
Yes, checked.
And now I'm going to hit the next button.
Next. Got Google.
This is to fill in my Google account, but I'm not going to do it now, so I'm going to skip it. So I will answer no.
No button. Google account.
And, but suppose it asks me to sign up one account, but I'm going to skip it also. Not now.
Not now button. Samsung setup wizard.
Alright.
Google and your location.
So this is Google location. I'm going to hit the next.
Next. Your name. Keyboard shown.
But I suppose we have to fill in our name to represent our phone. But I'm not going to do anything with this one. I can do it later. So I'm going to hit the
next button.
Next button.
Samsung account.
Samsung account, I'm going to skip it.
Skip button. Alert Samsung.
So, it's warned me.
Sign up button. Skip button.
I'm going to skip also.
Samsung setup wizard.
And finally, now I finish everything, so I hit the finish button.
Finish. TouchWiz home.
Alright, we have done the... startup wizard for this phone. Now, a few things that I need to say is Samsung has changed the touch tone for this phone. Yes, when we double tap something, like for example,
apps.
So I double tap.
Double tap to page 1 of 2.
So I press the back button. I press again. So that's the tone for this device, which is slightly different compared. It's not slightly. It's totally different from older Samsung phones. So I'm going to show how a Galaxy S5 sounds like. So the older tone is like this, like bubble sound. Okay, so which means Samsung has changed the touch tone for this A series. And also I found out one issue with this phone.
1115. Device unlocked. Touch with home.
Well, I try to touch on the notification area. I suppose it will tell me the battery bars, Wi-Fi bars, and so on. But it doesn't do this anymore for this phone. Yeah, I don't know why. Perhaps it's a Samsung touchscreen or Samsung TouchWiz overlay or what. I'm not sure. But the workaround for this one is we have to go into the notification tray.
Notification panel.
Notification panel, and we'll have this one.
No SIM. GPRS phone signal full. Battery is at 71%. 1116.
So, this is for the temporary workaround until maybe Samsung will fix it in a later software update. I'm not sure, but this is an unfortunately thing.
Touch with home.
The rest of the features on the phone is the same as usual, like Samsung phone previously. Nothing much different. This phone is come with Android 4.4.4 out of the box. So, just now we turned on the
apps.
We turned on the quick access, which is we can use the home key. So now we're gonna try this one. I'm gonna triple click on the home key. See what's gonna happen.
Talk back turned off.
Okay. No, nothing. Okay, nothing on the phone. I cannot hear anything. So I'm gonna triple click the home key now.
Touch with home. Talk back turned on.
Yes. So the direct access is working. So that's much. That's much for this phone, and I can assure you when you purchase this phone and you take it out from the box and you can enable accessibility without any sighted assistant at all.
Screen off.
And you don't even have to use the two finger method as provided by Google in the default Android enabled accessibility. So Samsung even provide a better one with triple click home key. So this phone is come with that features, but unfortunately this phone doesn't have the dark screen features. And also one more thing is it's not on this phone is when we move an icon, it doesn't tell the coordinates. Like for example,
Google folder.
I try to move this folder.
Double tap to Google, long press Google folder.
Yes, I'm moving it left, right, It doesn't tell me the coordinates. So I let go my finger.
Item moved.
It just tell me item move, but it doesn't tell me the coordinates. But on the Samsung Galaxy S5, it do tell the coordinates. So perhaps this is a middle range device. Samsung doesn't give this option. I'm not sure why, but this is unfortunately not come with this this phone. So the only thing that is special is we can use a triple click home key to enable accessibility. So that's much for now, and I hope this recording will benefit some of you when you decide to purchase a new Samsung phone, especially Samsung A series. Thank you for listening, and bye-bye.